good for the breakfast, يعني around around 7:30 there is two bombs come into the Jaoun Street in Yarmouk.
Yes.
The first one shoot the building, then people gather to fetch the place and trying to help all the people. Then the second bomb came down and killed most of the civilians, يعني around 20 men and children and women have been killed, and 50 person have been wounded.
50 people.
A lot of those people, يعني they took for three hospitals.
And so the death toll is currently at 20, or we've heard 21 also.
20, until the first hours in this morning, there were 20. I don't know if right, because there is no electric right now, and there is no internet to fetch. I will try and to go and make around the Yarmouk to fetch the numbers exactly.
Did you see what happened?
I see what happened, يعني, after the accident. After the accident, in 10 minutes, يعني, I went there and I saw the grave, and I went to the hospitals, and I saw the wounded people and the deaf people.
The government says that rebels were firing mortars from a mosque in the area.
It wasn't mortars, because there is a military experiment from Yarmouk. They told us that it's not a mortar, because the way and the corner which the bomb has been came down to the place, to the earth, to the ground, it's not a mortar. But we know that the bombing was from Qasun Mountain yesterday to the, they were bombing Yalda and Tadamon and Tabila. Places around Yarmouk.
So hang on. These were two bombs. Are you saying they were fired from military positions outside Damascus?
From Qasun Mountain.
Okay.
Are you sure about this?
But when you say bombs, can you be more specific?
We don't know until now. But this military experiment, they told us from a plane without pilot,
From a plane? From a drone?
Plane without the pilot.
A drone strike?
Yeah, because it's a very thin tree, and the two bombs, because building's high and the street very thin, and the bombs came down. The second one came down directly to the ground and to the people.
And did any witnesses see that?
No, I didn't see that because I wasn't there. But witnesses and military experiment told this for us. So we're trying to fetch what's the kind of bombs that they use, but we didn't sure about that until now.
And why was the area targeted? The government says that mortars were being fired out from Yarmouk.
Yes, all the areas around Yarmouk was bombing from outside the Damascus.
The government says that they were tracking down terrorists in Yarmouk, and mortars had been fired from Yarmouk, which is why they targeted this area.
Look, Matthew, it's a lie, because there is yesterday the place which have been bombed. There is no any armed man from Free Syrian Army or from the civilians. There is no armed people, because I talk to the people, to the streets people, to the neighborhood of the place. They told us there is no any military man gathering right there. In Palestine Street, there were fighters belongs to GBC, which led by Ahmed Jibril. They were on the street, and the place which bombed is far away from those Jibril soldiers, around 200-300 meters. But anyway, we have agreement between the Free Syrian Army and the coordination of Yarmouk that they didn't use Yarmouk to target or to attack any military, any regime military forces, because the Yarmouk have hosted 300,000 from Syrian people from around Yarmouk. And we want, I told you that before, we want Yarmouk to be a peace place that people could go and could come, because all the places around us is bombed. But anyway, the regime said that the Free Syrian Army from around Yarmouk target Yarmouk. This is a lie, because if they want to target, they should target Ahmed Jibril's forces, not the civilians. And we think it's a mistake, that they bombed those two places. Or messages, we don't know. But anyway, the bombs were fell down in Tadamon. It's a very close area from which the place which has been bombed yesterday in Yarmouk.
Hamas has condemned this bombing. What's the mood among Palestinians there?
Yes, I don't know if I didn't see any declaration from them, but I will tell you what the popular think about this. People in Yarmouk yesterday were very angry, and they were making demonstrations. At night, they condemned the regime and condemned the Jibril forces, and they asking the Free Syrian Army to come to Yarmouk, something like this. And people very angry, and we are afraid from Palestinian civilian accidents, because, the families which have lost their children yesterday, they are very angry about this attack, and they are very angry from Jibril forces, because they go to streets since 1 week, and they said, we are on the streets with our arms to protect the camp. And the regime attacked the camp 3 or 5 times since that, and they didn't do anything. They want, and this is what Jibril talked about since 3 days, they want to stop the Free Syrian Army from going inside Yarmouk and using Yarmouk. But I will tell you that a lot of Free Syrian Army soldiers in Tadamon, they are Palestinian. We couldn't throw them out to Yarmouk, because they are Palestinian and they live in Yarmouk.
And
they didn't make any attacks in Yarmouk.
And do the Palestinians, refugees, clearly blame the government for this?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, most of what I said yesterday, I saw yesterday, people blame the regime and the Jibril forces.
Can you just say, you said you arrived 10 minutes afterwards. Can you describe the scene?
I didn't get it. Could you repeat?
You said you arrived 10 minutes after this bombing.
Yep.
Can you just describe what you saw?
I saw a lot of people running to the places which have been bombed, and trying to take the wounded people from the shops around the bombed place. And I saw a lot of wounded people on this place. I saw three men have been killed, and then I went to the Basel hospital. It's far away, about 500 meters from the place. And I saw their women bleeding. I saw three children under 15 they have been killed, and I have their names. And, you know, there was no blood. So people starting to ask, to invite people to come and give their blood to the hospitals. And I saw, I told you it's before the breakfast, about 15 minutes. So people gathering to the street, they didn't go to take their breakfast. And they stand in the streets, gathering on the streets until the midnight. And they make a demonstration in Yarmouk, actually two demonstrations. But one of them, it was very big, and people was shelling, condemning the Jibril forces, condemning the regime, and they said, no one using mortars or bombs, just the regime, because he make military actions around Yarmouk.
Is this the worst incident you've seen?
This is the worst.
Yes,
this is the worst accident I've been seen since the first of this revolution until now, in Yarmouk, actually.
Yeah.
And it was bloody day yesterday, and, you know, blood in the streets, mixing with the water and with the smokes of the fire. And it was, people afraid, actually women and children afraid, running in the street, civilians trying to go out the area because they have been afraid to continuing to target this area.
Okay, Mahmoud, thank you very much. Thanks.
Matthew.